We finish now with Shem, Megan. Is it good to finish that together? Let's start with the sugar of Karen. We heard about Karen, the difference between a tam and the mut. A tam, the first three times the animal is called, is called a tam, and a mut is akhla. What's the difference between the two of them? For a tam, you only pay half, and you also only pay, up to the maximum of how much the animal's worth, the mazik is worth. What's the mazik is worth? So if you have a mazik, the debt was worth $100 if you want, and it caused damage of $300, so it would have had to pay $150 for the tam, but since it is the gufoy, since it only pays the maximum of what it is worth, so we'll only pay 100. That's the two kulis of tam. And the other kul that the machine came by mu'ud, you pay the full damage it did, and also mi'aliyah, also from whatever, every cash you can find, whatever you need to pay, you pay. So we call it $300 damage, it pays $300 irrelevant how much it's worth itself. There is another chiluk between tam and mu'ud, which we learned once in Akkoyness, and we also learned it in the fifth parak. Tam needs a stronger level of shmir, according to Yud, I think it was. Tam needs a stronger level of shmir more than mud. The prophet said by mud, as long as you do the shmir, it's good enough. And therefore, that comes out of kula by more than tam. Okay, that's the background. How do you become a mu'ud? You're going to get a number of times. You're going to be learning in the sugya. How many times you need that? It's two or three. You're going to be seeing as you go. Ezo tam is a mu'ud, says the Mishnah. Ezo tam, ezo mu'ud. What is a tam? What is a mu'ud? How do you have change from a tam to a mu'ud?
You shouldn't say
A is the word of his account. I mean, the sequence is a bit wrong how it wrote it, yeah? So we have that. Bam Malik and Bam A Malik. And Malik is over there. So sometimes the mission does that. Somebody wants to write a thesis where we are, we're not. So it's definitely a registered way of the mission. Why are we talking about Ezra Tam? Whoever mentioned about Tam, why is it? Israel time. So I say first of all, there's a din of time. Why are we talking about Israel time is the word? Because it goes back to the first period. The Mishnah in the first period on Daf. That says one of the ways. Then the Mishnah brings a whole list of categories. And the Mishnah is went through all the categories. Because Hamisha Tama Kamishmah, Bahmaimrads, Loiliga, it's not mu'ud for these type of things. Then it says Hashem, whatever is lechol is the roilo, which is Shem. And it's spoken by Regal, Regman, Dishbin Dechiruka, and then it goes back to the Alakas of Shayam Malik Shaelizik. That's gonna be Hamshah. Right. Okay, Ezra Tama is a mu'ud. What? How do you change from becoming a mu'ud? It's mu'ud, because you eat the boishlisha yomi. That's what Tanakama was. You had to be made 3 days. There was a gap on a Sunday and a Monday and a Tuesday. Right? Not there was a gap. Not that I'm coming to tell you now that there was a gap today and today and today. It has to be specifically sure one can deal with it. Yeah. Yeah, three different days. I'm not three consecutive, quite right. It's not your pattern. They can't be all on the same day. If I come along and say to the base then, this animal goes. And then I come, even if I come again, I say, it goes again. And again, according to Tanakame, which is Rav Yehuda, you would not be a mu'ud. Then he's a mu'ud. And you come back to become a town. And you come back to be a town. The town Meshiyachzer boi shloisha yomim. If for 3 days it saw animals and it didn't go, so it's the opposite. When having a mamor, if you gored over 3 days, and you have a tam, if you didn't gore over 3 days, then you go back to your old tame state. That's your good. Even three times in one day, you're moored. The animals are moored. The town calls you, hey, at Noikos, the Mashmashin boy, in and again. How do you come to town? He doesn't say if you didn't go three times on that day, he didn't say that. How do you come to town? Says if the children play with him. If the children play with him and he doesn't look out, that's a sign that the animal has come back to its tame's state. Okay, so we're going to see. So, and a kudosh we have to think about is what happened to the symmetry. We have a view there. A view that we understand. Buddha says, how do you come aboard? 3 days. How do you come to town? 3 days. That's where it makes sense. You came aboard this way, I'm going to get aboard this way, and you come to town by doing the opposite. In Rameh, it wasn't like that. Rameh, it was that you come aboard if it goes 3 times. And if it comes to town, once children play with it, then it wasn't here. Is there a reason for that? Let's see some Rashi. Mishiyach zo boi shloi she yomim. She roye shvorim ve'ele negiach. It sees shvorim and it didn't go. It's an important line in Rashi. Why do Rashi say, that's the information that the Mishnah doesn't say. The Mishnah says 3 days and it didn't go. Why do Rashi add in that it saw shvorim and it didn't go?
Because it's not
given to
you,
so then right, up time period. It's the fact that it had a chance to go and it didn't go, that's what shows that it's gone back to its state. The minute that's what she said, it's so shvarim, but in any gap, then it's crazy that trouble
city. Yeah, quite under when it becomes a ruah, if it had an opportunity, if it was on day one. And I'm still on day two to go.
Oh, very good. Yeah, okay.
And of course, so it's starting to pop
up again. As we go through the series, we're going to learn the top will start again. So you said, Ba'amim, the having become a more of the country of Yumeh. So you said, Ba'amim, I couldn't be here, but even on one day. So we're going to see what's in the Kuddish Machlikin to Yumeh. Why did Yumeh say one, even on the same day, why did Yumeh say it has to be on different days? That's going to be discussed in the Gemara. One good that Tosafot is going to mention, which maybe we should throw out already now, is it's very much easier for animals to damage animals than to damage people. That's the Gemara of Gimel on the base. It says that Odom is the Mazdom. The person has a Mazdom. The person maybe the big one. The person has a Mazdom. That the Mazdom is looking after a person. So if so, what's the raya that in fact the kids are playing with this animal, that the animal's a town, and this animal's already brought a bunch of behemoths to other oxen and cool. So the people, the children is not fighting. Okay, that's because the muzzle on top of the children is protecting the children. What's the raya of the animal, vis-a-vis regarding other animals, is going to be a town.
Very good.
So Tosafot himself said that if it's ugly cat and the children are playing with the animal, it's so docile, it doesn't do anything, that's all right, going back to the. Yeah. But the Meiri added a little bit more than what Shura is saying. When we say children are mash machine, it doesn't mean that they're patting it back and saying, they're putting in his tail, they're grooming him on, they're winding up this animal. And if the animal takes it in his stride and everything's good, that's a sign that animals calm down and go back.
There's a difference between children getting animals, then the animal then going for
That's also hard. Yeah, let me say that. It's a trauma and it's not again.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure. Please understand that.
It's part of the tears, though. It's the fear of the animal should get on. And the way it doesn't attack them.
Then you go the wrong way around. As Shem said, that the fear of people should be on animals.
Right. The fear of people, right. The animals are afraid of people.
Yeah. Animals should be afraid of people.
Right. It's all the hairy to that kid. They have animals on them. They're even on there and scared of dogs.
Right, I'm telling you, say that dogs.
Don't put in the word that. Dark, flames, very dark, white dog team bouncing towards him. And we're scared. And I have a pure reaction, I just said, stop it.
I'm telling you. Great story with you. Okay, it's not the mission. Let's not anymore. My time of the Yudah. What is the reason of the Yudah? It sounds like it's possible.
Or
we'll see in a minute why. What's the reason of the Yudah?
Or why one, or it could be the question on both, and then but Rabbi Yudah comes first.
Okay, fair enough. Then we'll see. As we might have done. Bye. Tomorrow, Kali. Meet Mill, Trey, Shulshim, Lawson. The Bosset says in his short team that Loyuran, the bottom, it's Mill, Shulshim. If an animal is good and you haven't testified against the owners, meet Mill, Shulshim. That's the words of the Torah, two words, meet Mill, Shulshim. Now they could have said, Mill. And that would have meant you couldn't tell them yesterday, they didn't do it once. But it says, meet Mill, extra man. Is coming to add an extra one. That's two. Tomorrow is one. Meet tomorrow. Mem is two. And why did they show so? Except that's a bottle. You know, it's a word of bottle. What? Don't say that. It's a word of bottle. Meet more children. Ah, that's going to tell me three. That's a soyan, a yicho, relishman of bottle. And then after the three times, the buyer didn't look after it. That's come to tell me that if after the three times if I never got it, I saw him in a Yichot Revis, then he will have to pay, as the Pasuk say, Reish Ven Avalov, V'loyod V'lal of the 12 Shin, so Reish Ven Avalov, Shalim Yishalim, you have to pay. So, yeah, tomorrow, meet tomorrow, she'll turn it only three times. Then you have the apostle telling you what happened after the three times. If Leishman of Bailon, then you have to pay Shalim Yishon, then you have to pay. Okay? So for me, Elan, it has to be three times. How do you know 3 days? Because that's what the words mean. Tomorrow, Shulshim are days, right? 3 days ago. So for me, Elan, that's how you know it means 3 days. Yeah, 2 days or 3 days ago. Asan and Yicha Uvis. Let's go to Rashi. Asan and Yicha Uvis, Shein Roisham, or if he didn't guard it. After hearing the warnings 3 times, he didn't guard it. Then Noga, Nikiha Uvis, then he pays, and then he goes the 4th time. Mishani Ma'ali and Ezekshon, you have to pay. Ma'ali and Ezekshon. Avalashishis, on the 3rd time. He still paid Paul Ganisco, more than Shah Rini paid Hatsinezi. Why? Because it was still a time. Still a time, so he still paid Hatsinezi.
Yeah, this.
Huh?
Malia means this.
Yes, Malia means from Idis. From the, doesn't mean Idis. It's true, it's from Idis, it's not what you mean. It means Malia from the not Midufa, from the highest, from all the money you possibly have. Right? It's time to be Midufa. Rufa is also, it is you're going to trade cowboys and girls. It is good ground. If he wants to pay with field, he says to pay with, but Aliyah means from the higher amount, the higher bracket. Okay.
Was anything other than Rufa?
What?
Rufa was limiting the value to the...
That's by time.
Yeah, by time. Right. And so it was Malia, and like if a person has different quality of feelings, has to be from the best of those fields, or do you just mean that it's just not the MUFA that we need to get from any possible sources?
No, that's what I mean. Actually, a rocket is the application. It is that mission example. Okay, fine. Now we're coming to Shitta's Rova. And this Rova, we have to bear this in mind. It's going to be the whole way through the Sugya, we're going to have this Rashi. Mom is the whole way through. And Tosfos, you can see this on Tosfos, it's going to greet us at the end whenever we get there. You can see it on Tosfos, starting from the Gimel on the base at the bottom. And then it goes all the way down. This Tosfos is going to be fighting Rashi's Shitta. But this is Rashi, and it's not what we've been used to. We've all been brought up not like Rashi, we've all been brought up like Tosfos. But next week, Rashi says, Rava says, you got it wrong. It's not like you learned it. One day. She'll show you 2 days. And now the third time, they come to base in and they testify a third time. Now it's Kayev. No? Now we'll be Kayev Nezik Shore. Come to Tayser, come to Rashi. He's Kayev Nezik Shore on the third time. After they have testified the third time, he now decided to try on the way that happened. Valdi a kiddush. Two kiddush in Rashi. Number one is that you do need 3 times. There must be 3 times. But on the third time, you're going to have to really pay another shari. And even though I didn't know about this third time yet, you're going to see as we go through, even though I didn't know about this third time, only now you're testifying about the third time. Him called that I'm going to have to pay another shari. You're going to see it's going to be more difficult. Because even if you didn't know anything about it until after the third time, and then they even come and say, you know, it goes up to 3, and it's a thing that they're talking about the third time. That we have to see in the Gemara as we go. And we'll see it throughout that point, we're going to see it. But throughout the Sugya, that's going to be put the whole thing like this is all off. That how many times does the animal pay a chatzi nezek? Twice. And the third time it pays nezek shalom. The time it becomes a mur, that's the time it pays nezek shalom. Lo yishmena idna v'legicho shlishis. The Rashi, lo yishmena idna v'legicho shlishis kayim olo olea nezek shalom. On the third going, that's when you're tired of the shot. It's the last Rashi and Pokemon on the base. And this Rashi we have to remember because as we go through, you're going to say, oh no, what do you need to have 3 times to become a time, to become a mud? Rashi should be in, might be true. You need 3 times to become a mud, but on the third time, you're paying your next shot.
Because you
know what you're intending. Right.
And only chance
you
have to testify against 3 times?
Yeah.
We're not sure if it means on the first time that he was
very quiet or. Not hard, did you? Right? Because he's the most social. I mean, he needs to have 3 days. The shari, does that mean on the fourth time you're going to have to pay or on the third time you're going to pay? Actually, you should say it is that you pay on the third time. Unbelievable. So, let's see in the Gemara as we move on. Remeya, last line of the page, Remeya, my time, what's the svara of Remeya? Very good, reading the page on the Soki. So what's Remeya's svara? The Tanya, I'm Remeya, reading the Kuriso of Kaib. If we find days Kaib, if he was very active, if we find over 3 days, that makes him a world. Here is the Kuriso of the culture king. Surely we would say the same. By killing the Yisrael, surely if it becomes a nightmare, if we see the animal become such a wild animal, when there's a break in between, he had some rot, and he went and said he was magic the animal, and then calm down to the next day. Might have seen other animals in between, you know. He calmed down to the next day, and the next day he goes again, So there was a break, and then you're going to say that if they were the culture game, if you did it, boom, 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 suddenly he became, he showed that he's a very wild animal. But suddenly we should say that he is mud. Oh, very good, very good. The challenge is that what would be the answer to that? The culture game. If it's culture game, what would be the answer? And many would say, if you're only supposed to do 3 days, that's a chiddush. It can even be over 3 days. If you're over 3 days, you can come up with suddenly, if it's one after another on the same day, what's a new answer back? Mary said, like sure just said, it's not true. All right. If only it's a day, is it a bad mood? Happens. Could be there is in a bad mood. And today you go, it has a riot, it's always going to be in a bad mood. If it happens over 3 days, then there's a riot, it is a mood. That's how it seems to be a machlekes to remain in view, though, whether we can assume that animals wake up on the wrong side of the bed, or anything we call it. Right. You know, there's a famous halacha which is based from this. That if you say, halacha is meant to say, Masha Burach, Murray da Gosha, or let's say, Murray da Tal. If you meant to say Murray da Tal, starting from Pesach. Murray da Tal, you have to say, halacha is if you are over after 30 days, you're not sure if you said Murray da Tal or you said Masha Burach. Halacha is you can assume that you said Murray da Tal. Once you got used to it, you're saying 30 days, you can assume you said Murray da Tal. So, but you can say, based on Remeir, that if on the second day of Pesach, first day of Pesach, the person says to himself, Machai makes him out of the shame, Murray da Tal, Machai makes him out of the shame, Murray da Tal, and says it 100 times, then we can assume from then on he'll always say Murray da Tal. If we find over a space of time, we say a person becomes used to saying Murray da Tal. If Rishik, Amirisov, we say it becomes used to say Murray da Tal. Culture came in Kiriv Amirisov. Culture came, if he says it very, very close to each other, families want to understand Murray da Tal many, many times, certainly we would take on that he has said it in the right way. That is based on Shittat Remeir. And I feel what? Or I'm sure saying it could be a Yehuda would even agree to it. The Yehuda was just saying it could be the animal woke up in a bad mood. And that's why, with a bad mood, that's why today it was in a fighting mood. But that's not very applicable with memory. Today I had a particularly good memory. You'll find such a thing. And therefore, it could be everyone would agree to this. But that's a lot of based on this Gemara. So now the Chachamim said back to Remeir, that's not true. Zobo to Shia. We can prove from Zobo, unlike you're saying. And I just have to explain a little bit about Tumah Vataya. There's something called Zob and something called Zobo. Both of them are referring to Tumah coming out of a person. Zob is a male and a Zobo is a female. The law is by a Zobo, female, the Tumah comes out from her. Yeah, she lives a stage of nidus, the first 7 days, and then for 11 days after that, if she had the tumor coming out of her, she is over. Now, what's that love about that? Then she has it for one time, she sees down one time, so she's not over. She's a Shemaz Yuri. I mean, she has to wait one day of time, and then she's torn. But if it's three times, then she has to bring a eagle. She's a Zola, she's a Tomei, she's a Coleman. That's the halacha of Zola. Now, in Zola, if she would see three times on one day, she's not the Zola. She's still a Shemir Assyria. She still just has to wait one day, and if it's all clear, she's there. So you see by Zola, it has to be specifically over 3 days. Can't say the Kalachim, but the Koshkin of Emir. If you see that, if the Torah said over 3 days you come with Zobo, so it's certainly over 1 day you come with Zobo. That's the Gemara's right. And let's see, Amro Lei, so they said to him, Zobo, we can prove from Zobo, like not like you're saying, Shirito, Rioisel, Tomeo, if her Rioise are spread apart over the space of 3 days, then she's Tomeo. But if her ears are close together, all on one day. She's got the safety of the Torah. She's not a Zalah. How can you tell me that when the Torah says by Shoy Mord, the Torah specifically said every 3 days? That doesn't mean she says every 3 days. Even on one day, Kosher Bin should be, you see, from a Zalah on like that. On my hand, so you may answer back to them. You're right, really, I've got a good color for you. There's a special case of thoughts of telling me by Zobo not to apply the color thing. What's the color thing? What serves this of thoughts? Because there's a dim by Zobo, by Zobo. What's the dog? We said the tumor goes out of a man. And the lock of my Zobo is the opposite. That's right. Zobo can become a Zobo if he has three ears all in one day. He has three ears in one day, he's a Zobo. So it says the Zois Tia Tomaso the Zoibo. Tolo Akosov is a Zog Birios, it's a Zog Biomia. The Posse says the Zois Tia Tomaso the Zoibo. Right? The Zois come to exclude something. This and not that. By Zog, the Posse gets to my Zog. Zog is Tolo Birios. Meaning exclusion of Zobo, which is Torah on the days. So although I'm right, I've got a couple of frame and you should become already a Zobo already on the first day. But what can I do? There's a possible saying all like that. You've got a possible tell me, you don't know the couple of frame. But by showing more, but we don't have a possible, then we can jolly well learn the couple of frame. Okay? So our Omen, the Zeus here, the Master of Zobo, in Tola, across the Zobo, yes, there's a Zobo beyond me. Mimai, how do you know that? Behind the high Zois, Nibu Ute, Zova Merios, how do you know that the Zois is coming to say that a Zova can't become a Zova if she sees three times on one day? Ema, Nibu Ute, Zov, Miyomi, maybe Zois can say that Zov has to have Merios and not spread over 3 days. Maybe it's Nibu Ute, Zov, Miyomi.
No,
because Zoma is just a 3 years, even over 3 days. But maybe the Baltic and Zois is coming to say there mustn't be over 3 days. Must not be over 3 days. The Zois, they have to be years of all on one day. Can be over 3 days as well. Right? They say, oh my God. So do you understand what's going on? There's a problem with Zois. The Zois is going to exclude something. Going to exclude something. There's either, which what does the logic say? A Zob Reus. That's what the Zois say. Zob Reus. What would be that say if you have a Reum that spans, one Reum that spans 2 days? What would be the din? What would be the din of that zone? Would it be interferious or to be a proper zone or two to be a zone that's time exact? So let's say you had 1 year that spans 2 days. What would be the din?
1 year?
1 year that spans 2 days. So long, it's here in Google, right? It spans 2 days. What would be the din according to a zone? Would we say, 1 year. But we'd say, no, but it's 1 year, that's on 2 days, it's called 2 days. It's called two. What's the name? So the Pasuk says, what does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, by Zobis, 3 days. You need to have 3 days. Or by Zobo, right? And to catch the piece. Zobo, the female, by a lady, it has to be 3 days. Not good enough if I actually saw 3 times in 1 day. No, needs to be 3 days. Fine. Where do we know that from? I'll see in a minute. By Zob, by man, there it says, the Zoyibon. Zoyibon means 3 years. Not, doesn't mention about him. So the apostle says, the Zoyis. What's the apostle coming to exclude when it says the Zoyis? The Zoyis is the limit. By man, it says the Zoyis. So what does that mean? So the first thing the Gemara suggests was coming to exclude women, that women can't go with 3 years. Because a man is with his ears, but not women. Women don't go with his ears. That's what the Gemara is for. Now the Gemara is saying, who tells you that? Maybe women can be with her ears as well. She becomes something she sees 3 times on 1 day. And then the Zoys become things to something else.
That one.
Yeah. At the moment, we think that Zog can become a Zog, both of it seen twice on 1 day, or if there's one that spans over 2 days. Maybe the bottom comes to tell me the Zoys, that Zog has to be only with 3 years and not with days. If it has one ear that spans over 2 days, that's one ear, not two. So that's the shadow. Maybe the Zoys come to say that Zog can't become a Zog due to the fact that he's seen on 2 days. The aiming zone is because the zone can be is if you have a mission, we get here. I'll just get off the computer 1 second. Have a get him. Now I'll do it. Get him. I'll just explain to you what I'm saying in a second.
I know
what she said. Just give me a second. I'll just tell you why I'm talking about one in a second. So. Ain means zog. The pasuk says, the mission says, "Ain daf ches amud alif in Megillah." Ain means zog. Haroyes shteiriyos liroyes sholosh elo chovu. A lot is the zog that sees twice has to go to mikveh a 9 times. Has to go to a mayim, as we said in Dima. And then he sees 3 times to bring a chovu. So we're talking about Rashi 3 times because of the chovu. Now, look, is true, and it's just easy to explain it when we focus on the two, because it's easy to explain this point. What was I saying? If you see one ear that spans over 2 days, is he now resolved? Is it considered that he saw twice?
Or is it, that?
Or is it not? So that's what the Gemara is.
The consideration was two reels that were along 2 days. So I have reels, one long.
Let's see. That's it. The Gemara here is discussing any further. The Gemara said, what's the Gemara say? Memai the high mezois limute zovo miriois, ema limute zov miyomi. Maybe it comes to exclude zov miyomi. What does that mean? Exclude zov miyomi.
Day one, another time of day two.
He saw twice.
He didn't see the
same day. That's not the mutiny of the army. He saw twice, and you need to have it. You see
how it is. But you don't know what day, same day.
Doesn't say anywhere that you need to have the same day. Should be. So what's it mean in the Gemara? The mutiny is of the army.
If he's talking about 3 days,
it's not true, not anywhere. It's a problematic. It's not true. It's not true. If the din is, if the Torah would say by the Zohar, they need to have Re'ir. The other Re'ir doesn't say it has to be Re'ir to 1 day, like by Shoei. There's no din that has to be a gap in 1 day. If it's a gap today, it's 1 day. It's also going to be. No din that has to be a one. If the Torah says that by the Zohar, it's Bezilus with Re'ir. So who cares when you see it? Today or today and today twice or 3 times a day or today twice and tomorrow once? What's the difference? What's the tomorrow mean when the tomorrow says that? And the Gemara is going to say in a minute that just like we're going to make a hekesh, just like the cave is dinyomim, so it's about zolvim dinyomim. What do you mean by the Kuti Zov Miyomim? If the Torah would say, Zov, Torah says, you know, Zov is a Zov once he sees 3 times. The Torah would just say that. You'd have a half a minute news all on 1 day.
No, but it could be.
It could be. No, if the apostle doesn't say it, then there's no reason why it has to be. But Right? The third answer. The Pasuk says a zov is a zov if he sees on
three times.
If he sees twice, if he that becomes off three times, they have to bring a color. And the Torah doesn't say one on one day, it's partial. It means even up on one day. Anytime he sees over three times, they have to bring a color. So, what does it mean by Ute Zob Mionic? Shot it. It depends on the wires. It's tomorrow. If he sees Behash Mosha, it's a deal by Zob. If he sees that one year that spans over 2 days, that is considered two years in the zone. Because days is also a factor for us. If he has one year over 2 days, he's also a zone. So maybe that's what the Gemara's asking. How do you know that? Maybe the boss is coming to say the zone to say not that. To say that the zone is only by years, it's not by days. It's not by days, it's only by years. The ABC is one year that spans over 2 days. He's still only a zov.
Had to watch. We've done everything.
His challenge.
Just going from the time of Shavuot, the next day.
The Gemara talks about if it's 3 minutes shloshim. So you have, if he has, let's say, a minute for Shia, 20 seconds for Shia, going into 20 seconds after Shia, so it's already a suffering, maybe that's already the next day for the Benesh Moshes, and therefore it would be considered he'd be a zov.
That's for 3 years.
It's called 2 days. 1 year over 2 days. 1 year over 2 days is also the Torah said by a zov, or the same thing that you have by a zov. If you have by a zov 2 days, so to by zov would also be the idea of 2 days. If you have a zov that's 1 year over 2 days, it'd be a zov.
We spoke about the zov 3 days.
So what do you mean by a zov 3 days?
Three times you see it.
No, by zov not true.
Continues before you. 3 days.
Nachon.
I didn't start in the beginning.
What? Because the zov, by zov, the importance is day. Doesn't make a difference whether it's blowing or not. By zov, it's day. That's clear. By zov, it's day. Days, so whatever it is, she starts a minute before Shia, and she has one flow that goes through till Shia. She's now twice, and if she now sees one more time the next day, she's now a Zoma. It was 3 days. I saw that Teresa says Zoyvon, 3 years, doesn't mention days. So it's possible to say, according to Zom, the Ikki, 3 years. Talking about days. When you see 2 years, you'll be insulted. And you see three, you have to bring a call. That's what it could possibly mean. But it's not true. Halacha is, and that's what the Gemara is trying to suggest. Halacha is, if a zov sees a year that spans 2 days, is also considered a zov. Why? Because it's sort of over 2 days. Even though it's only 1 year. Well, how do you know that? Maybe the Zois is going to exclude and say that Zov is Dafka beyond him, and not the Dafka Briyas and not beyond him. Right? Amen. The Buddha is Zov, beyond him. You say no. The Prophet says, oh my God, the Zov. Maybe you should start, maybe you should rush it in because it's going to get a little bit. The excludes of beyond to say that if a zov sees over 2 days, if it's only 1 year, he won't be. It's only it won't be a zov. It'll only be 1 year. The yomim are not a factor.
This question: if you see one time day one, next day day two, next day
three, about the day zov.
Only question: if it's one club,
right. Let's see Rashi. We have some Rashi there. Richka or Yosel, top line of Rashi. Richka or Yosel, Gimel years, Gimel Yomim. We're talking about Zobel. Zobel is all 3 years over 3 days. Temea Zain Yomim. She is Tommy 7 days. Gedesiv, Ki Yozoiv, Zoiv, Doma, Yomim, Rabi. By the way, there's another difference between Zobel and Zobel. Zobel is only Tommy. Thomas Zivas for 7 days after seeing three times. A Zog is already Tomei 7 days twice, and the third time is for cold. A Zog, a man, is already Tomei, asked to pick for my high, ready after seeing twice. And the idea of the third time is just to regard the cold. Ain being Zover is the Zover is Shonish from Elakon. I mean, that's another difference between Zovo, a female, a lady, and a Zov and a man. A female, three times, then she's a Zover, twice not. And a man, three times the Kohen, but twice is.
But she's still open up the so it all happens on the third time.
Right.
She's the Zover and she's the Kohen.
Right. So it says, there's Rashi. So Gimel Ria is the Gimel Yom, we're talking about the lady. If the 3 years and 3 days Tamea Shiva Yom, which is now Tommy 7 days, in the Siv, Ki Yonzo Yom Zoyim Doma Yomim Rabim, Vidal Shinan Yomim Shnayim, Rabim Shloisho. There's a posuk. Yomim Rabim, what's the minimum of Yomim?
Two.
And Rabim, another one, so it makes it 3 days.
Make up also a small pole.
Huh? I don't know how you would say it. Yomim Rabim, not a problem. And if you're going on Yomim, it's going to be Rabim. Kibur Yisrael, next Rashi. First, last white line, Rashi. Kibur Yisrael. The Yom Echon. If she has all those three on 1 day, Tahoy from Tumashiva. She's Tahoy from Tumashiva. There's everything that she needs 7 days. El Oshemes Yom. Can I get Yom? All she needs is to wait 1 day, to be clear 1 day, to check that she's not continuing to see, and then she'll be tired.
What does that mean, wait 1 day? The next day, a full day of cleanliness?
Yeah.
Now, in that in-between stage, anything she touches, she's
fine. That makes sense. It's almost. You got a dim, maybe it's like, to this middle, maybe. Probably not. Yeah, same. It doesn't have to wait 7 days. All this business of Zion Yikin that our wives do, is all based where we're precious, that it's always made up with Zion Yikin. Really, I feel like a woman who's in Ida, she can see for 7 days, and the day seven, she stops seeing, she goes to make her finish. Right? All this business of 5 days.
She has to wait an extra day.
Huh?
She has to wait one extra full day.
When?
The Rav is explaining this with the Raisa.
With the Raisa.
And the Raisa said, she sees.
She would see until end of day seven. She would stop at the end of day seven. She would go to Mikvah and be tired.
That night.
Because she's the Nidah. Then starts the period of Zeus.
She never come 1 day of
Zeus. Nothing. By Nidah, nothing. Nothing at all. Eight ball and chase his life. It's possible. So, yeah. And then. I got used to your faces. You should know. Elsie, I want to do a shit in London. And I spoke about the crossing. Spoke about the crossing coming and gold. And then Guy was sitting, an older man sitting in front of me and started shaking his head and knocking and tutting. The whole way through, I mentioned from the beginning of the shit about the crossing coming and gold. The whole way through, the half hour shit, a guy sitting in front of me, tutting and shaking his head. And I just carried on, whatever, I forgive the shit. I finished the shit, he jumped up and says, when did it say the cross was going to come and go? What's he going to tell you? Wow, never did that. I never knew that. But the whole way through the shit was putting a piece of film about it. So I got used to it. And all the things he's like, sometimes I know he's right, looking at the buzzer. So, and Nida, I'm feeling the Torah says, she told me shit or yawning. And then she goes to make this. It doesn't make a difference if she's seeing it. And as long as it starts seeing by the end of day seven, she can go to mikvah. And that's what should be. And most of our women would have a very much easier life that way. But since we do not know if a woman, our women are nidos or zeros, it's quite complicated to work it out. But since we made it clear and we said all women have to behave as if they are zeros. It's a chumah which Chazal said. The chmiru on the noisy soul that they were even on one kid is down, they said you have to be noig as if you're a zol. Mainly that's where it comes from now. You need zayin akim. And since you need zayin akim, you need 7 clean days. You also have to have 7 clean days from not having any tumor during those days. That's why you need to have 5 days first or to wait before you start your Zayin. So this whole business of waiting 5 days and then 7 days is a chumrah which there. In the second, so maybe that's where the idea comes, and we have to wait. And then she saw now from day 7 till day 18, 11 days, she's still during these times. If she saw twice, she's not a zova yet. What she needs, though, is to wait to see that nothing is going to progress to become a zova. So she needs to have a shemes yoyim kenegan yoyim. She saw one day, she had to wait one day to check nothing to happen, and then she told her, but she doesn't need to have zayin yoyim. But if it was for 3 days, then she needs to have.
Back then, she knew herself what a zava was. Back then, she knew herself what a zava was.
Yeah.
You were encouraged enough.
Yeah. Right? Tani from dates. 7 days, then 11 days. 7 days, 11 days. 7 days, 11 days. Well, it's a shame I had to learn this 7 days, 11 days. But that's the time of zivas. The 11 days. 11 days post nidus is zivas. So why are we holding it? So we ask. So Rashi again, the first white line, I think that we're holding the last white line. Kilber yourself, if she would see all three in one day, Shiva, she's not Tommy Shiva, he said, you're right, really. He said, really, you're right. I would make this cover for you, man. But her aime, the Zeus. That a woman has to be over 3 days. That's why we don't learn the Kalvachim. But if my Kalvachim is right, if you see the Torah says over a span of time, you become a woman, certainly if it's done in one go, you could become a woman. So then we must say, and the Pasuk says, the Zeus. And Tola Kosov is a Zov Birkius. The Simai Go, Zoiv, Plosa, Sim. In the Pasuk of Zeus, Tia, Tomas, and Zoiv, you can count it if you want. It says it 3 times the word Zoiv. Oxim, Tomas, He, the Mashma, the Hanok, Gimel, Avatomi. With 3 Zoivs, you count Tomi. Oxim, Zeus. And it says Zeus. The mashma, that Zeus has come to say, it's come to imply, Ein lecho elo mashakosov boy. You only can, the halacha is only based on what exactly we just said. Zov is Birkius. The Pasuk talks about Zov, and the Pasuk says Zov, Zov, Zov. Tells me 3 Zivois in the time, and the Pasuk says Zov, Zov, Zov. And Zov is going to be this halacha. The Lord Zov of Birkius, but Zov is not going to be Birkius. Right, let's hear Tomaso and the Bosch's chair, the Zeus, to tell me that exactly what I just told you. Everything I just told you is exactly like said that the Shia Tumor by Zeus 3 years, but only by Zom and not by a woman. By a woman, there's another Bosch of Yomi, Shayim, Rabin, a woman is 3 days, and a man is 3 years. And that's what the Bosch's coming to tell me. The Zeus. Exactly what's stated is exactly what it is. A woman is Yomi and a man is Riyas.
I think they were exactly the same.
And what's the Zeus coming to come in?
So this is what's coming to teach me. Don't learn about the woman.
The what? more covering. That woman should be rebellious. Right? The Calvin would say, if you say open the 3 days, certainly should be 3 years that day. The Thursday is going to tell me now, though. Well, let's come
back. Those are talking, if the book is saying those are talking about a person talking only about a man, he started applying it to a woman.
Well, that's the person saying the study is owned by man.
Owned by man.
Owned by man, not by woman. The woman that says the public is driving, is not driving. The public is owned by man. Well, that's the book. The public is owned by man. I love the little dog. The you love it, I love the little dog. And the public is saying the study is by a man. And not any other person.
And where do we see that by the man it's one day?
But all the positives, it's serious. Don't say anything about your name or around.
That's usually what the woman has.
Very good, go on, get out. I think I'll get out. It's innocent. So we say, okay, you know, Memai. The first word is Memai. Memai, the high employees. Maybe it's time to say that a man won't become Tommy if it's over days.
Well, that's where you have to span
over that. Spans over days. Maybe it's kind of saying that means Stevens and Yomim won't be a factor making him Tommy. Miss Zoe's, we know woman weekdays is a factor making him Tommy. That man, the prophet says Zoe, the man, the prophet says Zoe. Maybe the Zoe is going to think that is Zoe is what's going to be a factor defining him Tommy, but not days. If you have 3 years that span days, it's just 1 year and you won't be Tommy. Maybe the Zoys have come to exclude days and say that days is not a factor of God. Oh my God. A Zog is Zoyvo and Zog on an occasion. The Bosic says Zog on an occasion. The Bosic brings a man and a woman. Markish Zog on an occasion. The Bosic then. Right. Markish Zog on an occasion. Man, a cave off the onion, just like in a cave off. And we come to me due today, the days are back in defining that she told me. The days can be a fact in defining that he is Tommy. Who tells you also be a factor? To say that the man should be Tommy. The days are back in defining that the man is Tommy. Maybe like you should give it a Tommy, it's the other way around. To say that Mars don't come up very early, and it came up very early. Maybe the boss would come to say, let's equate men and women to men. Just like a man, you know, can become Tommy if he has 3 years. So to a woman can also become Tommy if she has 3 years. Who tells you to learn that a man can become Tommy? Both by years, like the apostle said, and also due to them because of the heckish development of Kiva. Use the heckish development of Kiva out of your hand to say that a woman can become Tommy both by days, because that's what the apostle talks about, but also by coming, also by years, because that's what the man reading. Oh, said the Gemara, from the Etrach Mono, Bezois. There's a positive Bezois. The positive Bezois comes to exclude something. I've told you it's come to exclude a woman becoming Tommy with 3 years. Oh, pretty big money. Who tells you to learn it that way? Maybe the Zoids, who tells you to choose that the Zoids is coming to exclude women becoming Tommy with 3 years? Let's say that Zoids is coming to exclude men from becoming Tommy from Yomi. They say it's stubborn. It's logical to say it can't exclude women. Because Kohen, very ears, but my ears, but possibly talking about your ears. And he says, Vizois, So it's going to take soon something to do with her ears. Suddenly, it won't become Tommy with her ears. That's the woman. Tommy with her ears, the boss is putting her ears. My, Tommy, he should come to exclude days to say that I'm talking about her ears. We're going to say, yes, it is, but the Zoids is going to exclude something which I'm not talking about, come to exclude Dave, is not started.
It sounds more like the Zoids saying a man would only be this way. Anything. The Pasuk is saying to us, a man is this way. The Zoids here, to myself, is the law, only this fashion, this man. So if anything, it should be looking at the man, not the woman.
So,
the Pasuk is talking about the man. So maybe in the book going on the days, going on the aspect where it says, Lam v'salol, v'salol. It's describing the ways in which you can describe the Zav. Only if it comes out in this fashion. But if it's coming out in a different fashion, no.
I don't need the process to tell me that. Tumma's a chiddush, whatever it's in the kash. The process tells me, I'm not going to think any other.
Even this way.
That's what we're holding at the moment. Okay, that's what we're holding. What we say that Bemet, there's a Kabbalah Chayim man that tells me if the Torah says something spanned over time, well, it's one day. Right? There should be such a Kabbalah Chayim. Unless the Torah tells me you can't say a Kabbalah Chayim. So by Zava, the Torah says clearly if it spans over 3 days, she's done it. Which the Kabbalah Chayim should tell me, she should be telling me if she sees 3 times in 1 day. Right. What can we do? The Pasuk of Zeus told me that the woman can't become Tommy over 1 day. Because only a man said that. I tell you, a woman not, Zeus can't exclude that. Why don't we say that man is not Tommy? The days shouldn't be a factor when it comes to man. Why don't we use Zeus to tell me that man is only Tommy by Zeus? And the deal of a woman that said that over days is only by a woman and not by a man. Says the Gemara, since the possible to marry ears has come to exclude something with her ears, not going to exclude something to do with days. Okay, you've got a question on that, but I'm just going to say. This is, we have a couple more Rashi, and then we're done. There's Rashi. Calling her ears. Calling her ears. Hi, with Zoys. It's with Zoys, cover ears. It's referring to the pasuk of ears. My ears, the Zohar. Therefore, it's come to exclude the aspect of ears regarding his Zohar. If you're talking about ears, you think about Yomi, it's come to exclude Yomi. No, well, we're not. We live, that's where we're at. So, what we're up to, what we've done here in the Grand Union to finish this part, what we got to is explain the Svar of Yudah and Rebbeah. If Yudah holds 3 days in the Sheikh Mu'ad based on apostle, and the mayor said that the Kabbalah to say, here we the place of the culture game, we said that Mary said that Yudah is not very bothered about the mayor's line because he had a bad mood, bad day, that's an animal. Now, the next part of the is very critical for us to understand anything. Before we start this, we have to do the next part of the Gemara. The next part of the Gemara, from Tanah Rabban, all the way through till Amen Beis. Ibrahim is all discussing why do you need to have three times Aedus? Is the three Aedus, the Aedim has come to base in it, is it to make, define the animal as the Shoei Moed? Is that why we're doing it? The point of it is to define it as a show board. But until we made and based in the animal, what would happen space for the show board? Or is it simply as a warning for the owner? You need to be warned 3 times before you be charged 3 times. Is it the really tura to define the animal, or is it the really gather to warn the person? It's going to be not 3 minutes in the model to discuss. It's given not 3 minutes. The really is make the words. The tura to define the ox as a word, or is it the really gather to define the person as a word? Say the person was 3 times negligent looking after his animal. The model is going to say not 3 minutes. It's critical to understand that the subject we have to look
at. But actually, if you look at that towards the owner of the animal, and how does Rashi work where he gets punished when he gets to pay a nezek shalom and have all this money? That's one of his
questions. Okay. Very good. That we have to see. So, Sunday, 10:30, Mirz Hashem, Shalter of the Sahas will be starting the Uli tour. 10:30, Israeli summer time. So whatever is in South Africa is you can work it out. But it's really some time.
Rob, is that for every Sunday or just this Sunday?
Every Sunday, 10:30. Is that good for you, Zeb? To me?
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Very good.
My son had a boy yesterday.
So I'm just sure it's a grandson yesterday. Son of Nolifel, the Aaron. Yes, right. Very nice novelty. Okay. Very good.